Fila Bissel, Mevar Zayn, the Klolim von Roiv, Kijk, de Gemara zegt dat ze. Als twee keer niet nossim ladir li isaso. Dein, a person has behemoths. That he was meiso, meiso behemoth. And one of the behemoths that he was meiso, meiso behemoth went back. But maybe now we have a matzev. If one, all of these behemoths, we have one behemoth that she given gemeiso. All of the other behemoths were not gemeiso. But one behemoth is gemeiso. The Mele Misofek, he cannot Ariba Meiser again. He can Meiser Behime, all of the animals. Because he has a Sofek, maybe one of these animals that will pass through, Shigiven Gimeiser. And the Maskola Sagimore, the Chisorim is, the Miut is, Asiri Vadai Veloy Asiri Sofek. The Miut is Asiri Vadai Veloy Asiri Sofek. This is the Miut, that the Mele Violet was already once Gimeiser. Asiri Vad is a Sofek, maybe one of them was Amol Gemeisel. So Asiri Vadai Velo Asiri Sofek. So that's the time to say Gemara. We're not going into that chelik of the Gemara. So you have the Moshe 50 animals, and one of them is Sofek Gemeisel. So all of them have a Aloch of Sofek Meisel. There's a Gzirasakosuv Asiri Vadai. You have to know what is the Pasuk. Shteit Nishklor in the Gemara, what is the Pasuk. But Shteit is not Asayit Asiri Vadai Velo Asiri Sofek. And b'meila you cannot be meiser, all of them become potter min ha-meiser. And Tesis asked the question, Ein echan ami asiri vade velo asiri sofek. Aber, lama zogin that this one will be bottle beroy. Let this one to be bottle beroy. And vali will be bottle beroy. This one will be bottle beroy. Because all of the 50 are not gemeiser. And if this one is bottle beroy, b'meila ois. Shame Ptur Meiser on this one that was Gemeiser, and now you can Meiser all of them again. So you write as a Ptur Asiri Vadav Le Asiri Sofek, but Medin Bitul Beroiv, then what is Bitul Beroiv? I want to be Masbir. Bitul Beroiv means a person has Lama Zogin, a whole pot with kosher food, and a little piece of Chazir fell inside. Chazir is Chazir. The Aloch of Bitul Beroiv says, Kach Omro Lanu Teiro, that the Chazir becomes Mutar. You're allowed to eat all of the pot. Even though when you finish to eat the pot, you know for sure you ate chazir today. Thus is the aloche bitul beroiv. The chazir turns to become a heter. But maybe the thesis kasha was this one animal that take was gemeiselt, was over tachas hashevet. When this animal goes back into the taroives, while this animal goes back, but maybe while all the 50 animals were not gemeiselt, his bottle beroiv, ois gemeiselt, and you can meisel it again. And you can meister it again? That's the given the kasha from the Gemara. That's the given the kasha from Tesis. Tesis didn't find the teretz. The Tesarosh found the teretz on this kasha. Balechayim einom betelim. Balechayim einom betelim. We said, in the Gion, they have different reasons not to make bitul. But Tesarosh answered, Balechayim einom betelim. Came the Tesarosh and asked a new kind of kasha. I want to be mazbe. Ale gifregin genoi. I want to be mazbe. They asked a new kind of kasha for the Tesarosh. You write, Bitul Beroiv Balechayim Einom Betelim. Now, if an animal jumps into the pot, you can't eat an animal. Balechayim Einom Betelim. It's a shayla. Lemoshal, if you have bugs, could be also Balechayim Einom Betelim. That's the reason you have to check so much for bugs. Even if it's a ganze zach. It's also beria. It's Balechayim Einom Betelim. You have a whole salad. I mean, little bugs. I mean, it's more from shishi. It's more from shishi. So if it's more from shishim, so why, what is the problem? The teretz is, balechayim, davar choshuv, is not batel beroiv. Mele, if you eat the salad, and if you bite into a piece of chazir, then mele, you're eating a chazir, it's not batel beroiv. So by us, you can't say bitel beroiv. Kum teisves, kum te teisarosh, and ask is a new kind of kasha. Aber lo mezogun, kol de porish miruba porish. Called the Porish Merubah Porish. I want to explain what is called the Porish Merubah Porish. Called the Porish Merubah Porish means a person has 10 stores. 10 stores, 9 kosher stores and 1 treif store. He goes on the street and he finds a piece of meat. this meat is not bottle. It's a piece of meat that is standing on its own. He was not bottle, he was not mixed. He's a piece of meat. So here the sugya of bittel baroiv doesn't apply. Bittel baroiv applies in a pot, that something came into this pot, it got mixed together with the heter, it's lach belach, liquid, and it's more bottle baroiv. It's even, could be one, and it's yavish beyavish. It's two different taroivs, but it's taroivs. But this piece of meat is not bottle, it's one piece of chicken that went out, and we don't know from the treif store, from the kosher store. Here is a new parsha. This new parsha is not called bittel baroiv. This new parsha is called Halecha Chararoiv, called the Porish Miruba Porish. And we could assume that Mistome, this piece of chicken, came from a kosher store. And we're allowed to eat it. Because we assume that it came from the kosher store. No Shaykh is the Bittul Baroiv. Frank the Tesarosh, you write that in our Sugya we answer as Pastish can Bittul Baroiv, only because Balechaim Nish Betelim, only because Nigyotav Migirat Necht, and Chaim Zok. But it's another Kashe. Move the animals, Nichbishinu Venadainu. They will move a little bit around. And after the animals will move, now in every animal will say, called the Porish Meruba Porish, and Mistomet came from the place that is not Gemaiselt. And the Mele, it's Chayev Gemaisel. Avdem Zog the Teis HaRosh, the Yisrael, we said, Vad, Asiri Vadai, Veloy Asiri Sofek. The Mele, even that the Roiv lets me to eat this chicken, this Roiv says, this chicken is a chicken from Heter. This is Legabi, the Teira lets me to assume, Zog the Teis HaRosh, that it came from the right store. It lets me to assume that it's Beseder. Aber, even that it lets me to assume that it's Beseder, Zog the Teis HaRosh. Aber Mikol Makoim, it's not a Vadai, it's a Sofek. It's not a Vadai, it's a Sofek. And while it's not a Vadai, it's a Sofek, Legabi, the Ptufon Asiri Vadai, Veloy Asiri Sofek, we have a Ptur of Asiri Vadai, Veloy Asiri Sofek, and Bemele you cannot use it for Meiser, so the vital stays Potum in a Meiser. Even though Al-Pi Al-Loche, if I will want to eat it, Lamashul, I will say it came from the kosher store. So if I'm clearing now, if this came from the kosher, if this is the kosher behemoth that was Gimaisel or not Gimaisel, I assume that it's behemoth that not Gimaisel. Oh, but it's not a Vada. It's only a Sofek. I have to explain it in a second from why. Azay Zog Tei Sarosh. Azay Zog Tei Sarosh. So this was the Yisrael we spoke yesterday. Vistishtimzach and the Tesis are not going into this chelik. I want to go from this chelik weiter. We brought down Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha. Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, if Sido Azai Yisoid, that Asiri Vadai Veloy Asiri Sofek, and even that Al-Pi Roiv, I assure that it's okay, but for Meister I need to have a Vadai, Frek Rabbi Kiva Eger, so you can Meister Behema Bichlal? Every animal, the aloha is that a treifa is potter for Meister Behema. You know why it's potu? Because it's not roi lemizbech. Because you're not allowed to makriv it. So the aloha maaser beheime has to be that everyone has a chance to be korov legabe mizbech. And while you don't have a chance to be korov legabe mizbech, so treifa is potu for maaser beheime. Every beheime, maybe it's a treifa. There's no chesed, okay? Maybe it was born treifa, but all along. So the terrace is, every animal maybe is a treifa. Roi beheime is not treifa. Aber if the Teis HaRosh says that even when you have a roiv, it's not enough, because Seidish can vadai. Seidish can vadai, so mele, I can't be mafrish meiser behemah. So I cannot be mafrish meiser behemah. So if I cannot be mafrish meiser behemah, frek the Teis HaRosh, frek the Kveiger. So how the Teis HaRosh could say such a yisoy? Zog the Kveiger, first mahalat, that's what we mentioned yesterday. Is a chiluk tzivishin rube de ise kamon le rube de lese kamon. And I want to explain again. Rube de ise kamon is the case of the stores. 9 kosher stores and 1 treif store. I find piece of meat, I'm allowed to eat it because I assume that it came from the kosher store. Zot Rav Kiva Eiger and the Shmaise, because this is what I want to get today, the Shmaise and Shmaise base perek tzvov, kedaitzuz an inevenik. Zot the Shmaise as it. This roiv, it's not roiv that is mistaber misvore. It's not a svore. We all taught that it's a svore. I have 10 stores, 9 kosher, 1 treif. I buy a piece of chicken. Mistomet came from the kosher store. Zog Rav Kiva Eiger, it's not a svore. It's not a svore. Zog Shmaise, it's not a svore. It's a gzeres hakosu. Now I'll prove to you that it's not a svore. I'll give you a different proof that we said yesterday. You find 10 pieces of chicken. Again, you have 9 kosher stores, 1 treif. You find 10 pieces of chicken. You're allowed to eat all of the 10. Because Mistama they came from the 9 stores. You find 50 pieces of chicken. These stores big as stores that sell billions. You find 50 pieces of chicken. You're allowed to eat all of the 50. You find 100 pieces of chicken. You're allowed to eat all of the 100. Now, I want to explain to you a little bit. We see it b'chush. If you will ask someone, if you have 9 kosher stores and 1 treifadika store, and you have 100 pieces of meat, from where these 100 pieces of meat came? Statistics says 90% came from the kosher and 10% came from the treif. And that's the metzias, you know, and chazak razeidos. This is statistic, and it's partial. If you want to know what a lot of people hold, you ask 1,000 people, 10% say like this, and 90% say like this, you know, from the whole country, this will be the percentage. And as they gave this alamo, if you have 10 stores, and 100 pieces come, and why is it like that? Statistics says not everything came from one store. Every people lose a little bit from this store, a little bit from this store, a little bit from this store. So from the 9 stores, it's talking 90% came. From the 10% store, from the 1 store, 10% came. This is the Seichel HaYosho. Roif says Nishtaze. Call the Polish Meruba Polish. You find thousands of pieces that came from the Roif. If I will stand outside this room, when everyone will go out the room and I will declare, Israeli Makoyhanim. Call the Polish Meruba Polish. Roif is Israeli. So if I come to a shul and I see 20 people came into shul, what they are? The Israeli. Call the Polish Meruba Polish. Every shul has 2 Kohanim. Because Kohanim and Kresatera Alamol is 2 Kohanim. Why? This is statistic. If we have so much Israeli and a little bit of Kohanim, every group of 20 will give us from all sides. Roiv zok nishtazi. The male is okrab kibayir and the shmaisa, this is the chidush. Roiv is exeras akosuv from call the Polish Meruba Polish. Call the Polish Meruba Polish. B'meile, it's not a vaday. So when you take this chicken, not only that, I'm telling you, if I will hold 100 pieces of chicken, if I have to write from where they came, now I will have to bet from where they came, I will say 9%, 90% came from the kosher and 1 came from the treif. This is what I will say. And this is what I will think that happened. Aber was kommt dann der Loch ist, call the Polish Meruba Polish. Das ist der Loch, call the Polish Meruba Polish. B'meile, es ist das, was ist das, der Einzige, der Siri Vada. Es ist der Siri Sofak. Alpi aloha, you say that it came from the every animal that comes out, you write that it's gemaiso. But it's not true, after 10 animals comes out, we assume that one of these 10, for sure, are the potter one. Aber call the Polish, b'meile, it's called a siri sofek, but a siri vada. Even if it's a aloha from roif. Masha'im came. Rube de lesa kamon is a andre roif. I clear on a person if he's a treifer or not. Take one person. He's a treifer or not. I assume that he's not a treifer. It's not because there's so much people in the world, some are treifer, some are not treifer, mistama, he's not treifer. Even if there will be normal people in the world, there's only one person in the world. Lama Zogim is only one by one comes in the world. And you clear this person is a treifer or not. Right people are not treifer. Doesn't mean right people, so mistama, you're not. In nature, in teva, from the world, a mensch is nishkan treifer. In a teva of an animal, most animals are born not treifer. So it's not I have a roiv lefonai, and I assume you came from this group, you came from this group. It's a roiv beteva. Roiv noshim letes yoldes. B'meile, this roiv beteva, it's a achroev adoiz. B'meile, zokta, shmaise, zokta b'kiveiger, but we have a shayla and a treifer. If the animal is a treifer or not. The roiv is not rube de isa kamon, it's rube de lesser kamon. Lesser kamon means it's not in front of us. We don't see the roiv. It's a roiv beteva. Roiv de lesser kamon, dir it's a achroev adois. We see about a point of kiminis in them. It's a roiv de lesser kamon, it's a achroev adois. We made a dir take, you could meister it beteras vada. This is Pachas Yosef, what we mentioned yesterday, Dachzach. Kum de shmeise. The Shmeise Aleph Perik Aleph. I think everyone I'm all learned that Shmeise Aleph Perik Aleph. Zog the Shmeise, so Machlekes Rambam and Rashbo. Machlekes Rambam and Rashbo. Every Sofik Doi Reise. The Aloch is Sofik de Rabbonon Lekula. Sofik Doi Reise Lechumre. If you're Mesupik, if you said Krishma or not, you're going to say Krishma again. If you're Mesupik, if you ate Matzah, you have to eat Matzah again. You mistake if something is kosher or not, mistake you're not allowed to eat it. It's midoraisa, it's midorabon. This halacha that suffik the reise lechumre. So din the reise or din the rabban? So din the reise or din the rabban? Shita saramba suffik the reise lekule min atoyrim. Min atoyrim and suffik the reise is lekule. With the Rabbanon, you're not allowed to, you have to be machmir. With the Raisa, you don't have to be machmir. Shita Sarashbo, Sofik the Raisa, Minatoiro Lechum. Not the Machlekes. So Shita Sarambam, we get to a poor Halokim here in the Sugi that we'll speak today. So the Shmaisa, Shita Sarambam, he builds it up, that Sofik the Raisa, Minatoiro Lechule. Shita Sarashbo, and the Ran, Minatoiro, Sofik the Raisa Lechum. Zog de Prichodosh, he has a raya mefureshes, de loike haramba. The Gemara zogt in Kiddushin, mamzer vadai veloi mamzer sofik. Now, if you mesupik if someone is a mamzer or not, the halach is you're allowed to marry them, even that maybe they're a mamzer, the shayla and the kashas. Because the halach, we have a posuk, we have a droshe, mamzer vadai, Prichodosh. Mamzer vadai veloi mamzer sofik. Frag de Prichodosh, Bishleim elefi the Rashba, I need a pasuk. Because midai reise, the aloch is alemol, midai reise, sofik doi reise lechumre. So if I'm a stupid, if someone is a mamzer or not, midai reise, I'm not allowed to marry her. Maybe she's a mamzeres. I need a pasuk to tell me that I'm allowed to marry. Aber elefi the Rambam, that midai reise, I'm allowed to marry a sofik mamzer. Why I need a pasuk? Because the Rabbonim, psukim don't come to take care of the Rabbonim. Psukim come for the reise. So if psukim come for the rices, if psukim come for the rices, why I need a pasuk? This is the raya. As a hepzachon sefer shav shmeisa with this kasha. Sefer shav shmeisa hepzachon with this kasha. Leshit asaram and the tzofik the rice lekula min atayre. Why I need a pasuk to be matir tzofik manza? I don't need a pasuk. Zog the Shmaisa have a poshta teretz. And b'etzim the Pnei Yeshua already says this teretz. The Shmaisa brings it down in Shmaisa Aleph, Perek Aleph, b'shem the Pnei Yeshua. The nafkamina will be when I will have a city that is roiv mamzerim. A city that is roiv mamzerim. A family that is roiv mamzerim. And I want to marry someone from that family. B'klole einachanami. Midai reise sofik dai reise muter. O beroiv, oilech achar haroiv. So I'm allowed to marry her now? Is a roi mamzerim in this family? I'm not allowed to marry her? But now there's a gzeres hakosuf mamzer vadei veloi mamzer sofek. As David the Teisa Rosh said by us. The one is a din asiri vadei veloi asiri sofek. Even that al pi roi, it's not gemeiselt. I could use it. Why I could use it? Because asiri vadei veloi asiri sofek, it's not called. It's potum from meiser. I cannot use it. It's potum in a meiser. Because it's not called a vadai. Roiv is not called a vadai. So if I have roiv mamzeirim, it's not called a vadai. But then I'm allowed to marry them. As I said, the Shmaisa Aleph. That's a Pnei Yeshua. Pnei Yeshua is the Katzir. But it's the Arichas of the Teis HaRosh from our Sugya. In Shmaisa Beis Perek Tesvov, like some of the Magim, like in Ishgichapnos, but Shmaisa Beis Perek Tesvov, the Shmaisa brings often a gemores that even a tzofik mamzer is muter, but when it's a roiv, it's also. And the Shmaisa goes through, I don't want to go into the gemores because we're not learning, I saw Yuchsim is shver alein to learn it. The Tansis Advorim Zogdish of Shmaisa, the Teretz is poshet. All of the gemores that it's also, it's rube de lesek amon. Roiv be'ile sachar abal, roiv mezanois. Roiv de lesek amon? It's a psak vadai. It's called a vadai, like we said, legabit reifes. Vadai, it's a vadai mamzer. What I said in Shmaisa Aleph, that roiv will be mutter in a mamzer lefi the Rambam, because the posuk is mechadesh, you need a vadai, this is rube de yitzik, come on. A family that roiv, if the kids are mamzerim, if you're not sure about this kid, you're allowed to marry her, even that maybe she's a mamzeres, even that it's a roiv. And because of the rekula, I will get malchus, because the roiv is a psak. You could kill a person al pi roiv. Aber in mamzer, zedin mamzer vadai, vele mamzer sofek, masha'en ken, this is the reason for the Rambam you need a pasuk. I hope Gemaras and I saw Yuchsin that when it's a roiv you ask her. So like he goes through all the Gemaras. All the Gemaras is Rube Delesa Kamon. Rube Delesa Kamon is a psak vada. Das ist בעצם der erste Aschlomme zu der Inir. Kommt Rab Kiveriger. And he asks the third Scheile. Shmuel brings down here by Archovetz, can I say? We know, Sofek Tume Bereshus Arabim Tore. Everyone knows this halacha. You're a Kohen. You're not allowed to eat Chazer Misofek. You're not allowed to do Averis Misofek. But if it's a Sofek, if it's a caver in the street, you're allowed to carry on walking there. This reason some people are mostly going planes, even the Kohanim. They claim the plane is a Shusarabim. Sofek if it's a met or not. Alamol, some is also to go, but I'm saying, Alamol, Sofek Isur, you have to be Machmir. And Sofek Tume, the Aloch is the same thing in our Suge. Sofek Tume bir Shusarabim Tor. It's Tor. Could be it's Tor, but it's not Matri Isur Koyanim. But I'm just explaining is the Aloch Sofek Tume bir Shusarabim Tor. Frek Rab Kiveig is a Mishnah. If you have 10 animals, Tisha Shrotzim, that are metame, the Echot Tzfardea, that is not metame. Pirash Echot Venoga. One of them came and touched you. Bereshus Rabim Tome. You Tome, because it's a roiv that it's a sheretz. And you Tome. So you have Tisha Shrotzim Vetzfardea, the Pirash Echot Venoga boy, Tome. Even the Tzofik Tum Bereshus Rabim Toir. Even the Tzofik Tum Bereshus Rabim Toir. But if one of them was Pirash, you tell me. Why? Because it's a roiv that it's a sheret. Frank Nab Kiveiger. But we said now, you say, that roiv is not called a vadai. If roiv is not called a vadai, so even that mistome you touch the sheret, but it's a roiv. A roiv says, it's a sofek. You're right, the rov said that you touch the sheret, but it's only a roiv. And a roiv blijft a sofek. If Roy blijft a Sofek, if Roy blijft a Sofek. Sofek Shusarabi, Mr. It upschlugs the Teisaroshan al Sugya, it upschlugs the Shmaisa and Mamzer. And here we have the third case that is a Din Vadai Veloy Sofek. And I feel the halacha is that if I have Roy that tells me that it's a Sheretz, I'm Tome. So Kiveger says two Terutzi. And both of them, I want you to hear good, that this is a shlomet to the lomdus of the sugya. The first teretz is a very lomdus teretz from Rav Kiveiger. Kiveiger says like this. Roiv is not a suffix. How much we're calling it a suffix, klapi our sugya, how much we're calling it a suffix, l'gabi mamza, how you can say it's a suffix? It's a roiv. So Rav Kiveiger, I will explain to you what is going on. So Rav Kiveiger has it. Roiv is nishken vada. Because Roiv is not a psak. I could assume not like that. But Roiv is not a suffix. So I'm giving you, Nishkin suffix, Nishkin vada. Just alone, it's a suffix. It's not a vada. But so I'm giving you, it's not a vada. Roiv is not a vada. Rube de Lesse, come on, it's a vada. Before the Teisarosh, every Roiv is a vada, because you could kill on a Roiv. The Teret says, Roiv is Nishkin vada. Roiv is Nishkin vada. So I'm giving you. Here's Lashon HaGemore, Asiri Vadai Omar Rachmone. You have to bring Baruch, Velcha Meister, a Vadai one. This is a Vadai one? It's not a Vadai one? Not good. Who is also Mamzer Vadai, we have a Pasuk. Mamzer Vadai. Tume, doesn't say Tume Vadai. It's a Aloche, Sofek Tume Birshu Sorabim Tohir. If it would be a Aloche, Tume Vadai, veloi Tume Sofek, does he nishken Tume Vadai. Shteit nishen Tohiro Tume Vadai. Steht Sofek Tume Bereshus Rabim. What is a Sofek, Zokter? 50-50. It's called a Sofek. If it's not 50-50, it's not called a Sofek. Sofek is 50-50. If it's not a 50-50, it's not called a Sofek. So, Rav Kiveiger is a shtickle mechadet to us the Yisoy was Megizok Yisof in the Teis HaRosh. Roiv is not a Vada. Because it's not 100%. It's not the Achroi Vadois. But it's not a 50-50 Sofek. And here's Meister is a Aloche, Meister Vadai, Velei Meister Sofek. Mamzer Vadai, Velei Mamzer Sofek. And Tume steht nicht, sagt Rav Kiveiger, Tume Vadai, Velei Tume Sofek. Steht Sofek Tume Bereshus Rabim Tor. Sofek Roiv is not. This is one derech. Inami, sagt Rav Kiveiger, no, no. This is all be a son. Mamzer Vadai, Meister Vadai, and Tume Vadai. The Gemara states, Sofek is mutter, that means you need a vada. Say, this lomba sounds so klar, as meint sich on zu trachen, fall was nicht zu sagen, also. Sag am Kiwi Eger, also. I have a new terrace. You know why, what is the kasha? If it's a loche vadai, so why is shmoyne shrotzin, and tisha shrotzin, the tzfardea, that will perish, and you touch one of them. You tell me because sidu aroiv, why you tell me a sidu aroiv? Why you tell me a sidu aroiv? L'chures, it blaim ta sofe. So I'm kiwi Eger achidush. When I see this little animal goes out, right? I have 10 animals, the dead. Shrotzim and one tzfardea. 9 shrotzim and one tzfardea. Now I see one animal moved and touched me. And I'm not sure if I touched the sheretz and I'm tome, or I touched the tzfardea and I'm tome. And the halacha is, the roiv is machria that I touched the sheretz, and it's called a vadai. And we're asking, if it's called a vadai, maishno bayos that teisarosh said that it's not called a vadai, maishno. Zatav kiveiger, dear, when I see the sheretz is coming out, first I start to clear, this piece, what is this piece? So sheretz or tzfardea? I have a lot of nefkeminas. The moshe, the tumah of sheretz is b'kadosha. Tzfardea is b'kezayis. The lavim are different. The atzomas are different. It's all different nefkeminas la'aloche. So the roik paskins say a sheretz. After I have a psak that it's a sheretz, now when I touch a sheretz, I become tumah b'teras vada. Because the sofek is indirectly. When the sofek is l'moshe, was a kever in the street. And I was misupik if I went near the kever or not. Sofik tum bush sorabim tor. I don't know where I went. No, I know the kever is here. The fifth meter in the side here is the kever. I walked in the street. I'm not sure if I walked near it or not. Sofik tum bush sorabim tor. Only vada. Here first we dance on the sheret. Zogab kiveika. This is MS. I have a new teretz on the kasha we started in the beginning of Shir. We asked how you could meiser behem every time. Efshal se'at reife. The teretz is roiv. Oh, but teis ha-rosh said roiv is not a vadai. And we have to say a shtikul teret that is a chiluk tzivishin rube de yisei kamon to rube de lesei kamon. So I'm giving you, now I'm pulling back. Maybe we daf nizog in der teret. We could say a different teret. I have to doubt if this animal is a treife or not. There's a lot of nafkiminis. Her milk is mutter or not. A milk of a treife is also. If I sell it, it's a mekach toys or not. If I shecht it, I'm allowed to eat it or not. There's a lot of psokim. I pask it, it's not a treife. After it's not a treife, it's chayiv meiser b'teres vada. It's chayiv meiser b'teres vada. It's a teitzoe. It's an indirectly shayle. It's not a shayle if it's chayiv b'meiser or it's potu b'meiser. It's an indirectly shayle. So we have two terutzim and treife today. One terutz says why we don't have to assume maybe the behemah is treife because the roif paske that not and rube de lesser kamon is achroe. The ganze teisarosh is on rube de yisek kamon. Second terutz we have because it's already shegi paske. Zogt Rav Shmuel Rozovsky, I will give you a shein and afkemina lemaisa tzivishin the two terutzim from Rav Kiva Eiger. What would be if you have 50 animals and one of them is a treife? You saw, you made an accident, you saw one of them is a treife. And then they got mixed up with all those animals. And now you want to mafrish meiser behemah. You're allowed to mafrish meiser behemah or not? You know for sure one of the animals in your heder is a treife. And now you want to be mafrish meiser behemah. You could mafrish meiser behemah or not? If the pshat would be that the whole reason animal I didn't have to be choishish to meiser behemah is because what? Because Rube de Lester come on. Here it's not Rube de Lester come on. Here it's Rube de Easter come on. One of the animals is a treife. I have to pask in everyone. Maybe he's a treife, maybe not. I have a roiv that is not a treife, but Epshadot is a treife. So maybe I cannot be mafrish to myself from it. Masha'en can, if we'll say the vote is that first I pask in if it's a treife or not, and after I pask in if it's a treife or not, then. When it comes to a different child already, it's called a vadai. It's not called a suffix. It's called a vadai. We made it the same thing here. And every animal separately. I will clear it's a treife or not. Zog the roiv that it's not a treife. After I pass it on one psak, we made it, the andere zachen, it's not called already a suffix. It's called a vadai already. Amele Vada, it's called a Vada. Amele, I could be meister at the Teras Vada. Amele, I could be meister at the Teras Vada. This is Ein Chelik. We see in a second, Miyan, the beginning of Zion, the Shmeis, the Zmamshi, this whole Cheshbon, and a Tzveite Gemorah here. But let me say first, noch a Teisvus. Teisvus, it's a Poshle Teisvus, no, but Pshat, it's a bissl Shver. So what the Gemorah asked the Kasha? The Gemorah said, okay, we know we have to mark them before we learn the thesis. This whole thesis is not Megel HaHaloche, because the HaHaloche is Asiri Vadei velo Asiri Sofek, and a person is Mesupik if he's Chayev B'Maiser or not, he doesn't have to be Mafrish Maiser. So if a person is Mesupik if he has to Mafrish Maiser or not, Mesupik you don't have to Mafrish Maiser. So I mean that this thesis Be'etzem is Nish Nogea. But we have to remember this thesis is coming before the Gemara knew the Teretz of Asiri Vadei velo Asiri Sofek, and I've given it all about. Negate far the Gemara givus Asiri Vadei velo Asiri Sofek. And the Gemara asked, oh, but you can make Meister Mimonefshach. Why? Meister, every 10, Mimonefshach. If the 10 will not be the ones, so for sure it's Meister. And if the 10 will be the one, one of them will be, at least it's Potur B'Minyan Aroi. At least it's Potur B'Minyan Aroi. So we'll take the normal Lechatimtze of Minan Aroi to make it clear. I have 50 animals, one of them is a Suffolk Meister behemoth. So then we'll take out 10. If the whole 10 ones that were never Meister, so nine will not be Meister, the 10th will be Meister. Maybe all of the 9 will be Taki Poshta ones, and the 10th one will be the Meister. So then we'll say that. But when I was passing out the 9, it was Minan Aroi. Because it was roi to him that the 10 will not be the Meiser. I counted 1, 2, 3, 5, 9. I could have come out number 10 not to be the Meiser. And while number 10 that could have come out could not be the Meiser, but mainly all of the 9 became Potu. We discussed last time what will happen if the Meiser will happen in the middle. We said, Tzvei Ritvos, Chadoshim mit Yeshonim. We lost the Ritvos instead. Because the Ritvos in the Veinik Alein. But let me get the Echatimtze of the Gemara. So I have 2 Echatimtze. I have 50 animals. Maybe 10 will come out not Meiser. For sure it'll be good. Maybe 9 will come not Meiser. And the 10th one, I don't know, we see that the Gemara is clear that the 10th one will be the Meiser. Mele, all of the 9 will put to Hatzmin in a row. This is the way Rashi explains the Sukkah. Rek Tesis Akash. Let me send Tesis in a day. Teime, the Ocher Leishayach Min in a row. The Leishayach Eloheche, the Ein Ki Masoro. When a person has 10 animals, והתחיל למנויס, and he started to count, ומייס אחד מהם, ואין כאן יוד, אפילו אוכי פטורים הייתם שיוצאו, ולא הצטרפו לגרן אחר, כיוון שתחיל אז יציאוס, אמר ירוי להשלים המיניין. אבל אוכי שיש בעדר הרבה, ישלים המיניין, ואי אסיר ויוד א' קוידש, ואי קרו לשניהם אסירים מסופק, אם יש 8 ביניהם, אם לא בכל יעשה בכל אחד עשור, ואחרינו של אישר עשור, יצטרפו לגרן אחר. What is Taisis Kasha? Taisis Kasha, how the Mishnah says, that it will be Mimonefshach good, you're right. Maybe the 10 that went out will push the Chayev. What do you claim? Maybe 9 were Chayev, and 1 was not. So he's saying, but the 9 is Minyan Aroi. So he tells us, okay, so but why did Mishnah say it to be enough? You'll be Mechuyev to put another one in the end, 11, and to Magdish also the 11, that Mimonefshach. If it's the inside one of the ones that is ready potur, so the 11th is the number 10, and I want the 11th to be Kaddish. And if not, I want the number 10 to be Kaddish. These are the words of Tesis, and Be'etzim we can gain Vaito, Be'etzim. I want to be Madgishir and Nikuda. How you could do Ma'isa Mimonefshach? How you could do Ma'isa Mimonefshach? There's a Mishnah in Pchoyres that you could call the 11th 10, and it's also Kaddish. Call Echadasar Asiri, it's also Kaddish. The Melech Rek Teisves, you will do 1, 9, 10, 11, Mimonefshach. At Kana Teisves. I have a Sofek, Chodmishkin Pshittas of them. One forget, together maybe, to Me'orah the Se'ore B'Pshat. Lo Yimotzas V'Sha'omdu B'Zeh. So what is Teisves Kasha Be'etzim? Why it says in the Sugi that it's enough to put 9? You have to put the 11. Because maybe you didn't take care of it. So put the 11. These are the words of Tesis. What would be if you didn't do it? Nish beseder, nish beseder. Zeir nish beseder. Zeir nish beseder. So what is Tesis Kasha? Vim Toima, why it doesn't say that you have to do 10 and 11? So if the 10 went out, it's good. And if one of them is batul, just do 10 and 11. So what is the whole Kasha in the Sugya? Why the Sugya just said that Mimonefshach it's enough? just past 10, 10, 10, the Mishnah had to say past 10, 11, 10, 11, 10, 11, 10, 11. If Taisus will ask this kasha like this, I think everyone will be lach to learn this Taisus in 2 minutes. We push the Taisus. Vim Taima, why it says in the Sugya that you do 10, 10, lechura, lefida tzad, one of them inside is a problem, do 10 and 11 to take care of it. The Lashon and Taisus is a bit longer. I'm a super kesofik like that. Could be that this is Taisus kasha. It's taba that this is Taisus kasha. What would be if a person is alocha minyan aroi is potu? Person counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Then he says, "No, I learned in the shiva. Minan aroi is poiter. I'm stopping here. Tabus nish beseder, nish beseder, nish beseder. I'm stopping here. So what? What you can do to me? Potu, finish. It's potu." He comes to the 9, he says, I don't want to mice a behemoth. Chaval the geld. I live in Yeshiva, I know Minin Aroi is Poyter. I counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 9. I stopped here. Well, I'm a very bad person. I'm asking you, what happens if I'm a bad person? He knows that if you count 9, you become Potu. So he counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9, the one he leaves for Goyer and Acher. He has another 10, he counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 9. And like this, he never is mafkish maisa behemoth. A shegit al piyateir, I'm asking. Abel maisa, all of his animals, maisa, what is the avera that he did? He never did avera. If he uses maisa and he doesn't give it to the kohen, he's a ganav. He doesn't want to eat animals before he's maisa the animals. He has a very poshta. He puts all of them in a line, he comes to 9, minan aroi potu. He stops. What will be the halacha? Zog Yehuda, I'm looking for someone to say it. Zog Yehuda, that a person that plans such bad plans, does Hedish can mean an Aroi. It's not Potu. But as they frag Teisfes, while this person has an Eitzah to count 10 and 11, and he will be Potu, if he doesn't do 10 and 11, it never became Potu as mean an Aroi. This is what Teisfes means. Not only that Teisfes means to ask, it's not enough to make the 10. Misofik Mekadesh the 11. Frek Teisus, if he was not Mekadesh the 11, Misofik, while he has a way to do it, he would not come Potu. Ich such, bei mir ist es schwer zu glauben, dass es Tag ist, als er der Aloche.
Das ist der Amerikanische.
No, it's not again the Amerikanische. Es ist ein anderer Aloche. Ich sage noch einmal. Bei Pashtes, could be Teisus just ask Balabatish. Steht in der Suge, you do 10-10, it's okay. It's not so okay. Maybe it's not. Do 10-11. From the Arichas of Teisus is mashma that the din of Minan Aroi is only poiter if you try to do it and it didn't work out. A beluga tzur, you could carry out and you stopping. You don't have the p'tur of Minan Aroi bichlal. The Mele Teisus says, and vile is a chatim tzev 10-11. The Mele, you don't have the p'tur of Minan Aroi. So, ich such Reis auf dem, ich such Emetz in der Sorgen das. Lass uns dann ein bisschen die Gemorre weiter. Und bei Ätzem, diese Gemorre bei Ätzem ist dieselbe Sache. Sorg die Gemorre also. Oma le Rav Achim mit Difte le Ravine. Oma le Rav Achim mit Difte le Ravine. Meist Fakes. I lei me Sofik Pchoyres. We learn, as Fakes nichnosim la dir li isase. If it's a Sofik Pchoyr. I e koi... יהיה קודש אומר רחמונה, ולא אישה כבר קודש. יהיה קודש אומר רחמונה, ולא אישה כבר קודש. What is the kasha from the Gemara? לא מתרחם צזמן, what is the kasha from the Gemara? פרק די גמורה, what is the case of ספקס נכנסים לדיר? אילי מסופק בחויר, דהיינו. That this person has a סופק בחויר, פרק די גמורה, why is נכנסים לדיר לאיס עשר? Why is נכנסים לדיר לאיס עשר? Iye kodesh omar rachmone velo ishe kvar kodesh. What do you mean? Why is iye kodesh? It's a suffix. And the halacha is that he's a muhtzik. Am I yitzim chaver alav arayi? Now the Teretz, we learn the braise, that even a misofik is allowed to keep these animals, aber is a halacha that it's also begizah ba'avoyde. And while it's also begizah ba'avoyde, frag di gemore, iye kodesh velo ishe kvar kodesh. Ah, it's only suffix also begizah ba'avoyde. Say that. Aber while it's suffix also begizah ba'avoyde, so it's suffix b'choy, אסירי ועדה ולא אסירי סופק. זה סופק מייסר, אסירי ועדה ולא אסירי סופק. לא עושה לגמור. פרק דשוב שמייסר, שמייסר א' פרק ג' הפרק דבום בדיקה שאף דרמבה. שיטה סרמבם, דת צפייקה דוי רייסה לכולה מן התוירו. דת צפייקה דוי רייסה לכולה מן התוירו. מן התוירו ידון אף תבי מחמיר. סלפי דה רמבם, סופק בחויר זנן אוסר בגזר העבודה. Right? מדוי רייסה, if you have a סופק בחויר, it's not איסור בגזר העבודה. It's not קדושה in the סופק בחויר. The Torah never asked the סופק בחויר. Because the Rambam holds, סופק דוי רייסה לכולה. So this prayer is not Kodesh at all. So what is the chisaron of Iyeh Kodesh v'lo ishe kvar Kodesh? No. The halacha, the sofek prayer is mine, I'm the bailim, I could be mafrish ma'isa. Frag the gemara, about the gizah v'avoida, we said it's not totally to the din momen. Rebbe Elchanan, Rebbe Shimon, Rebbe Nesivos. But the gizah v'avoida is not totally to the din momen. That's what we said. The gizah v'avoida is a separate din. So about the gizah v'avoida is a separate din, it's not totally to the halacha. If the moment, so the male is the Isru Gizu Vavoido, so the Gemara asks, how the Meisr is Chal, it's a Bazundar Aloche, Iye Kodesh, Velo Ishe Kvar Kodesh, that Meisr has to be a Chulin Gomu. And while Enech and Ami, you are Bailim and the Chulin, but while you have Isurim and the Chulin, so these Isurim shter you to be Mafish Meisr, and even that it's a Sofek, Asiri Vada Velo Asiri Sofek. Frank the Shmeisr, Lefi the Ramam, that Sofek, the Reise Le Kule, the male, it's Mutter Minat Oiro, it's Mutter in Gantz Minat Oiro, so there's no Kodesh here. If there's no Kodesh here, Melech is not Kodesh here. Melech is not Kedusha. So with the rice and the kula, it's Kodesh or not? Hashem lets you to use it or not? I'm going to say, אילה מסופק בחויר, אי הקודש המרחמונה ולא ישקבר קודש. ואם אימד הסופק מותר מן התארה, אם כן סופק בחויר מותר בגיזה ועבודה כחולין, והירב לקר קודש. ואבל גם להסירי ועדה המרחמונה ולא יסירי סופק. ועדה בחויר נמי אינו פוטר, משום דבינן אי הקודש ולא ישקבר קודש. ואם סופק אין הקודש מן התארה ויוצא לחולין לגיזה ועבודה, אם כן כבדה חולינו. אלא על כוחך בסופק, עושו מן התארה, ואבל לקודש מסופק. וזה נראה ראי ברורו. וזה נראה ראי ברורו. So, זה לא רשימה סף דשמייסה, רשימה טיין is more, the style of time is more, but I want to start from the לייכטקאי. רשימה סף דשמייסה, צריכים לשתרם בוח גישרים אינדם, he asks, he doesn't understand the Shmaisa. And he wants to tell you like you shall. But he doesn't understand it. Dvorov lechaur et mui. Dvorov lechaur et mui. So I tell you, lefi da Ramba, you're right. Avad is sofek da reise lekule. Sofek da reise lekule. So if you have a sofek chazir, you're allowed to eat it misofek. Lama zogim, you ate a chazir, and then you find out that it's a chazir. You don't have to do tshuva. Avad you have to do tshuva. I don't know what tshuva you do, because if you ask Hashem, he says you're allowed to eat it. But it's an issue again. Every time, every person that ate chaylev, and they told you ate chaylev b'shogeg, when you came to eat, it was a suffix, but you didn't know. All shogeg is hazeh. Chnish gibus. Talk to hazeh. She'afilu le'aramim b'suffix nevei le'chazir roi hegdash, hara ein ha'kavonu she'ein ha'chazir roi hegdash. Rak mish'suffix shori le'gadre, aval pshita she'aitru roi hegdash nishol b'mekoimoy. ומילא כלפי שמיה גליה, that maybe it's Kodesh. So even the Torah told me that I don't have to be choishesh, or maybe it is. סיבלי תסירי ודאי ולא יסירי סופק. The stipler in Simon Ches is a shtickle masbet. Not in Ishkan Terfis. להלוך את קודש או it's not Kodesh? It's not Kodesh למעשה. It's not in Kedushan. The Maisa is not Dine Kedusha. If it's not Dine Kedusha in it, so the Kedusha could be Chal. What we say, the Stibler says, no, but Klapi Shmaya, so the Stibler is Meram is here, it's Negea al Shtikot of the Teis HaSarosh, it's not by Yesoy. The Aloha of Sofik Dei Reise Lekule is Matir like Roy. Hashem says, I don't have to be Choshesh, and I didn't ask you this Sofik. I let you to eat it. But it's not the pshat that we know that it's not Kodesh. klapi shmaya und tzad und tzkodish tzkodish. Bemele, bekol atirikule, avada is no chisorim. Aber hier dann ist der Dina Siri Vadei, weil er Siri Sofek, Avada ist Epes a Sofek hier dann ist Kodesh. Et mut, why you alpi roiv you go bas a roiv? Hashem said, I'm allowed to. Et mut, aber kizim der Rabbono. So der Rambam ist mit der Rabbono, so wie der Reise in der Kule. Mit der Rabbono, aber mit der Reise et mut. Mit der Rabbono mit Sosa, mit der Reise et mut. Weil mit der Reise et mut, I'm not clear if the Teretz here answers or not. It's not so partial. Because if the Rambam is Mutter, and if it's Mutter, it's not so, the Shmaisa is Mazbe, but the Shino Yazov, it's good to say the Shmaisa innovating. The Shmaisa explains, the reason that a Pchor cannot become Meiser, it's not because he's a Pchor. Even a Pchor Vada could have become a Meiser if he would not have a Chisorin of Iyeh Kodesh. So it's no din that a Pchor cannot become a Meiser. The Havadai Pchoir Nami Eino Ipotur Mimaiser Elo Mishum De Be'inen Iye Kodosh. So you write that maybe it's a Pchoir, but the din is Iye Kodosh Veloi Shekvar Kodosh. Iye Kodosh Veloi Shekvar Kodosh. Das is the Aloche. And while Lefi the Rambam is no Kedusha because Sofek Deiraisa Lekule Hashem says it's Mutar, you can't call it Iye Kodosh. This is the kasha of the Shmaise. So the Shmaise turns the whole Sugya, which is going to write out the ganzen, from the Rambam, from the beginning of Sugya, talk for Koyen, because this kasha. We're going to start writing to the Shmaise, it's Mahalach, away from the Shmaise, Mahalach, he turns the whole Sugya, from the beginning, from talk for Koyen, from the Gdisha, but he talk for everything changes, because this kasha in Perek Gimel. Lama zan anoch ein chelek, to negea to del Sugya. So the Gemara is, what is the Chetimtze? Sofek Pidyon Peter Chamor. כדי רב נחמן, דאמר רב נחמן, אמר רב ברבוע, ישראל שיש לו עשור או סופק פיטרי חמור, עמוד נמנש, איזה ישראל, that had 10 times חמורים, that had סופק babies, so he took 10 sheep, every time by him, על החמורים is a סופק הבחור or not, so he has so much חמורים than a סופק בחור, and he was פוידע על החמורים, and now he has 10, and he could be מבריש עליהם מייסר, מאבש של המסור הסעים ומייסר בהם שלו לא עשי זה גמור לא מזן דו טייספיס מאבריש עליהם מסור הסעים תאימד את פרק כמה דפחירס אומר דסה איך עוד פויטר כמה פיטריך המוירי ומה צורך הסור הסעים סו מייקו משהו מסניסי נעשוי נחוסם לדיר לי ססר וסו כמי למסור מה מה שצור להשמין להם שלו הפשיטה כמי למייסר הם שלו דילו שהוא קורא לו מייסר דו אבריקה לקוח But I want to show him first place is kasha. Face asks a kasha, why the person has to ask 10? He has 10 chamoir, 10 donkeys, little babies. A suffix of the meiser, state that he takes 10 sheep, he's poided all the 10 sheep, and he does meiser behemah. It's a mishnah that you could take one sheep and poided on all the chamoir. Now, I want to be masbid. Chas v'sholem asidah azah aloche. If a person has 10 peder chamoir, he could use one sheep. He has to give the kohen. He can't use and every chamoir he has to give one. Nishto azam mishnah. The mishnah is talking on a andere zach. Herzach ein gut. The mishnah is talking that a person has 10 sofek pidyon peter chamoir. 10 sofek pidyon peter chamoir. Zog the mishnah, the person doesn't have to use 10 sheep. He could use one sheep. Why? He takes one sheep and he's put on the first Peter Chamoy. Now Misofik he has to give it to the Kohen or not? Misofik he has to give it to the Kohen or not? He doesn't have to. Stays this. I'm waiting for the Kohen. He could use it again for the second one. He's put on the second one. He needs to give it to the Kohen? No, stays this. He uses it for the third one. He needs to give it to the Kohen now? So every time he paskins on the one that is poyde amoytze mechaver ol avaraye, and he goes to the next. This is the way Tesis learns that state in the Mishnah and Pchoyres. For Mele, why a person has to have 10 sofek pidyon peter chamoyr? He has 10 sofek chamoyrs that are pchoyr. He takes one, he's poyde. He asks the basin, who is this? They tell him it's yours. I can mekadesh ha'isha with this. I can mekadesh ha'isha, I go to the next chamoyr, and I'm poyde him again. I asked the rabbanim, and now what? They tell me you could use it yet. You can make a isha. It's mine. I put it in the next chama. Rashi and Pchoyrus is choyle. And Rashi and Pchoyrus learns that you cannot use the same sheep. And he learned pshat in the Mishnah, that Mishnah says you could do it 10 times. Again, not that you could stop do 10 times. If the Kohen gave it back to you, you could use it again. I would think maybe it has a kind of kedusha and you can't use it again because it sucked out the kedusha from the chamor. Komashlo, if the coin was knocked back to you, you could use it again. Zaytike aloch. Frektach the lomdim. Who is right? Taisis or Rashi? Taisis or Rashi? Who is right, Mitzvot? What mitrachim? We finished the subetzim. We finished talk for coin. We have one mitzugi of hekdesh. That's a bazundra mitzugi of Rav Kivayger. But beetzim we finished now the mitzugi from talk for coin. We know the cloning from Tok for Koyen. Gizav Avoido, we said, Petach Hamor is no Gizav Avoido. It's no Kedusha and the Pidyon Petach Hamor. Now I have 10 animals that I suffic if I have to give them to the Koyen. I go to the first one and I put it. Me suffic, I could keep the animal to myself. Why I have to take a different animal? Why I have to take a 10 sheep? And this is Tesis Kashi. This what Tesis means, even if that doesn't stay law, but does it Tesis Kashi? Tame the perikame amrinen the se erot poiter kame pitri chamoyri. It was a tzad. Maybe you can as the kedusha, but as the kedusha is no chisor. As the kedusha is no chisor. See that the kedusha is no chisor. So why I have to use them? So taste and prayer is taken hold, and I don't have to use them. But lefi Rashi, what's the pshat in Rashi? I'm asking you a better shaila. I had an argument with a person and a sheep. A different suffix moment. Yachloiku called the Alim Gvar, and I won the case, and the sheep is mine. I could make a Sharisha, yes. I could use this sheep to pay the Petach Hamor? For sure, yes. So what is the Rav Kivayger? I use this sheep alone to pay the different Petach Hamor. Why I can't use them again? What is stopping me to use them again? So what if I use them once? Siz mamash shvarkeit. So, what? But Lemaisa, why I can't use it again? Lemaisa, why I can't use it again? So, Nechur the Teretz is Azay. Nechur the Teretz is Azay. Zog Reb Shimon, Zog Reb Shmuel la Teredo, I'm saying, it's a shver azach to verstehen, but midaf, although we didn't learn the Sugya from Zweikis in the richtige way. The problem is that this Kasha, it's not Kasha. But if we have the Teitzoy from the Sugya from Zweikis, So we have to always fear that the Sugya from Zweikis Lefi Rashi will come in such a way that I can't use it again. And where's the Avonah? Where's the Lamdas? So Reb Shmuel tries to say if it's an Avonah like this. It says, Avada, the Din moment says that it's mine. Aber Klap Ishmaye could be belongs to the Koyen. We said, Legabe maybe Bikurim. Avada, you have to. Legabe maybe Bikurim. Avada, the other person has to bring Bikurim. Sog Reb Shmuel, when a person makes a Petach Hamor, a Pidyon, the Pidyon has to be Chal on Epes. So normal, it's Chal. It becomes the Koyens. Here Be'etzem, it doesn't become the Koyens. So why it's called a Pidyon Petach Hamor? No Chamor. I have a Chamor that is Misofek Osu Begizav Avoid. It's mine. I take a different sheep and I machlif, I'm poiden. Now it's Chal. I'm allowed to use the sheep because I'm Yitzim Chaver Levaray. So what I did, and what you call it, the Pidyon Petach Hamor, the coin is not getting nothing, it's not becoming Matnes Kehuna. The Teretz is, Klapi Shmaya you were machlif it. Voskim and Ton, that the Dini moment say that it's yours. The Shem Pidyon is Belomdes. You're right, that Lemaisa it's mine. I'm pretending that I'm doing a Pidyon. Lemaisa, the Pidyon doesn't work. But in the Oilam Asiya, it's called that I made a Pidyon. Belongs maybe, and the tzad that belongs to the coin, it belongs to the coin. Lemaisa belongs, I could use it. You can use it again. Because then the tzad that belongs to the coin already belongs to the coin. And the tzad that belongs to the coin, you can't give it again to the coin. It's yours, you can make a sha'isha, because the dinim moment says that it's yours. But when you're doing opinion, what is called opinion? I'm changing it with a coin. Even though Lemaisa I'm not giving to him. And the tzad that it says, I'm giving it to him. And the tzad that it says already, you gave it in the first time to the Kohen. You can't use it again. What? I could use Mekayim Yishuv because the Mamanus is mine. The Chavtze is mine. Medaf HaRibet Rachel, it's a Shver Zach. Ich bete, over Shabbos, it's a Ribet Chazor de Sugye. Mitz Hashem Sunday, we'll start to go to Nus Sugye. It's two Chalokim here. It's noch a kleine Sugye, though. It's a kleine Sugye mit Rab Kiveige, mit Gil Nashas, an Eino Bershusoy. And then the next Sugye, Bezos Hashem. So why can't you? This is the question. Rashi says I can. This is the question. Shalom, what's the answer?